Welcome to the Accredited Canadians Toolkit. It's Thursday, January 25th, 2024, and I'm your host, Sam Perrin. Canadians have a low birth rate. This should mean population decline over time. You can see it in many families. My mother has 8 brothers and sisters. I have 3. Between us 4 siblings, we are all in our 30s, we have 4 children. So if you include our spouses, that's 7 of us with 4 children. So we're not replacing ourselves either. The population pyramid is upside down in my family and in many families. This means the usual family dynamics compared to what has traditionally been true, where grandparents were fewer and children and grandchildren were more numerous, that's a lot different now, because now grandparents in my family need to alternate Christmases and birthdays with their grandkids because there's more grandparents alive than there are grandkids. This upside-down population pyramid creates a lot of pressure for the younger working generation. The attention of my wife and I has been pulled towards our aging parents, as well as some of our uncles and aunts who are childless, and they have growing needs as they age, and sometimes we are called in to help and support them. Fewer younger people to support a larger aging population is a recipe for burnout and economic stagnation. The only reason we do not have a population decline and the extreme hardship associated with it is because of our immigration policies. And on a recent podcast episode, I shared how economist Benjamin Tal said the only reason we're not in a recession right now is because of immigration. Now, newcomers to Canada have been making the news as scapegoats for the housing crisis. I'm familiar with immigrants to Canada because half my staff are applying now, in the process of applying for permanent residency in Canada. And most of the new tenants that I have placed over the last couple of years have been new arrivals to Canada, mostly university students and their families. The education pathway is very common for people trying to immigrate here. They come for an education and then integrate themselves into the community through work and other organizations. And I've found these people to be extremely hardworking, motivated, and diligent. These are the brightest and most industrious people from other nations who come here for a better life because their home country of birth is very hard for them. I've heard stories of standing in lines and large crowds, just attempting to get basic needs like cooking fuel. So we do have a housing crisis in Canada, and we have a shortage not because of immigrants who are being scapegoated, but because we don't have enough new supply being built. Most of our rental housing stock is from the 1980s or earlier, and foreign students have been blamed for this, the increased cost of housing, which isn't fair to them. It's due to stagnant building of rental properties. So the government at first didn't even acknowledge there was a problem, and then through pressure, public pressure and pressure from the opposition, they've now put in hasty new policies in place and that are designated to curtail the number of foreign students who come to the country, and they're changing the financial requirements on those who wish to stay and renew their visas. So I've linked an article in the show notes that you can take a read of where there's some publicly funded colleges in Ontario that have come together and they're all complaining about the new requirements and how unfair they are and how much disruption they're causing, not only to students and the newcomers to Canada, but to employers and the entire communities. So I've seen firsthand with some of my tenants being forced to leave because they can't afford the cost of living. They have high expenses and frequently minimum wage jobs, so it's already not easy to be a newcomer to Canada. But now, to remain in Canada and have your visa renewed, the rule used to be that you had to show a balance of $10,000 in the bank account at all times to prove you could support yourself. Well, that dollar amount has now been doubled to $20,000. One of my good employees, he was told he was not going to be able to renew his work visa, and his wife was not going to be able to renew her study visa because they didn't have enough cash in their Canadian bank account. They have money in their foreign bank account, but where they come from is a country where the infrastructure is so poor that it's impossible to withdraw or transfer funds without actually going there in person. This is the same place that has fuel shortages and food shortages at times, so essentially it's a banana republic. Now, if my employee was unable to show he had enough money in his bank account, then he wouldn't have been able to renew his family's visas, and they would have to leave the country. His wife is taking a master's. She's highly educated, and she's also working part-time as a teacher at an elementary school where she's needed. And I believe that he and his son would be valuable members of our society if they're allowed to stay. So I decided to loan him the money he needed to show that he had enough money in the bank, in his Canadian bank account. And for another staff member, I've hired an immigration lawyer to assist him with the application process for his permanent residency, because he has special skills that I need in my business, and I've been unable to find that from any Canadians. So I get the benefit of loyal, hardworking staff, and they get the benefit of a pathway to citizenship in a country that will give them and their children the opportunity to obtain the prosperity that many Canadians take for granted. So I hope this episode of The ACT Show has given you a different take on the immigration story, and perhaps it'll make you think about how you can benefit from these trends. And I know as a housing provider, my industry stands to benefit because of the fact that population growths lead to GDP growth, which leads to more jobs, which leads to in-migration, which leads to the higher prices of real estate and rents. So the shortfall of housing that we have now is indeed a big problem that we're all facing. But just remember that large problems, and the larger problems you solve, the larger your paychecks will be. The larger problems you solve, the larger your paychecks will be. The ACT Show is for today and tomorrow's high-value Canadians who, rather than let things happen, make things happen. You never know the value of a new idea to your future self and to those that you care about. So if you enjoyed today's episode, you can act by sharing it and subscribing to the show. Have a great day, and talk to you again tomorrow.